Good afternoon. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The Pueblo Chemical Depot has a new commander. Colonel Christopher Grice now oversees the chemical munitions stockpile, taking over for Colonel Thomas Duncan. Grice has also served at the Bluegrass Army Depot in Kentucky, which houses the only other remaining chemical stockpile in the country. The Senate was supposed to vote on a bill to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act last week, but that vote was postponed. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper was in Washington lobbying against the plan. On the NPR program 1A last week, he said he's worried about the effect it would have on rural parts of the state.
In Colorado, we have certain rural counties where over 50% of the population is on Medicaid. And so if you roll back Medicaid, you're doing creating a real problem with their Medicaid coverage. At the same time, these plans cut resources for the already limited health care clinics and hospitals.
Hickenlooper said cuts to Medicaid would also put a burden on Colorado's elderly population. If the Senate wants to put more control over health care back to the states, the governor says the Senate should invite more input from governors, since they would be responsible for implementing coverage. The Colorado Springs Fire Department is reminding residents that fireworks are illegal within the city limits. Anything that requires a flame to set off is prohibited. The department says novelty items such as snappers and poppers will be allowed, however. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Mike Purcell.